Well, hello and welcome. Hope you are well and had a great weekend. This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 10th of December 2023. Now, I don't know what the weather's been like where you have, but it has been crap here again. Another weekend where it just seems to have rained. We have had the odd dry bits, but I've got to admit, this rain is just finding it hard to get motivated this month. But we got to make the most of it, haven't we? Now, in these odd dry bits, I did actually pop down to the allotment and I started pruning our hazel tree, or actually it's called coppicing. And this is a subject I thought might be a good subject to talk about tonight. Now, hazel trees are great for coppicing, and coppicing is a method of pruning. We'll get into the ins and outs in just a moment, but it actually helps make the tree live for much longer. It's very, very interesting, the effect coppicing has. And added to that, and the main reason I coppice the hazel tree, is that it gives us these branches, and these branches are great for making bean sticks, of which we will end up growing beans, peas, etc. up in the future. And I personally think that they look much better than bamboo canes. Now, the great advantage, of course, I've got this hazel tree in my allotment, which I planted. It is a free source of canes. It's also eco-friendly because it's right there on my allotment. My granddad actually planted bamboo at the bottom of his garden, which is what I used to use. But now we have to go and buy bamboo canes should we need it. Plus, if we are lucky, we also get hazelnuts. So, for me, that's a great reason to have a hazel tree in an allotment or in a garden, because you get all these benefits. Now, how do we go about coppicing a hazel tree? It is really, really easy. We just simply prune all the branches about 5 to 7 centimetres from the ground. So five to seven centimetres up, you just cut all the branches off. Now, by doing this, it forces the tree to actually produce multi-stems in the future instead of a single trunk. And that's what you often think of. When you think of a tree, you think of a single tree coming up with branches out coming out further up. But by doing this, you actually just get a load of branches coming out from the base. Now, it's not possible to do this with every single tree out there. There's only a few trees that we can actually coppice like this. And hazel is one of those. Like I say, it's so easy to do. 5 to 7 centimetres, just make a cut. Try and get the cut at an angle so it wards off any of the rainwater in the future. It just runs off a bit easier. Now, the best time to actually do this is late winter, so February, March time. And that is just before the tree comes out of dormancy. So I am a little early doing it at the moment. But the tree has gone dormant. We've lost all our leaves. By March, it's starting to spring into life. So I'm getting it done a little bit early because of my microclimate and the short winter that we have here. But I also want those branches to basically die off so that when I stick them back in the ground around May, June time, they're not going to start to regrow. They're not going to start putting on roots, which, if you think of taking cuttings, could happen. Now, what I do, once I've taken all the cuttings off, all the branches off, I remove any of the little branches that might be on that particular branch. That just leaves me with a nice straight pole. And then I just place those to hang over some of our garden beds. That way they're not in contact with the ground. If they're in contact with the ground, they can get wet and they can rot. And then after a few months, they are dry, they are died off, and they are good enough to use for our bean sticks. And we just simply make our bean wigwams, our bean, whatever we might do, get our beans planted around them, and they wrap around them and grow. Really, really easy. And as I said, I think they look much better than bamboo canes. They've got a bit more of a rustic feel about them. Now, I know Monty does this quite often as well, so you know what he's like. He's very eco-friendly. It just makes sense, I think. If you've got something growing there that you can use, rather than buying stuff in, It just makes sense. Now, the tree will produce more in the future. So every 3 years, they say to coppice the tree again. And or you could just do a few branches, but this year I'm just doing every single branch. And in 3 years' time, we will do the same. It'll give us plenty of bean poles for next year. Now, moving on from that, today I sowed the basil seeds from December's gift pack. And basil, I love growing basil. It's a really tasty herb. We have it grown on the windowsill or out in the garden, but certainly at this time of year, growing on the windowsill just adds nice, tasty flowers. So what I did last night, I actually went outside and I filled a pot up with some compost, just multi-purpose compost, nothing special. And you can use any size pot for this. I personally used a square 5 centimeter pot for this, quite a small one, but that's because I'm going to sow a few seeds now and in a few weeks time repeat, and a few weeks time after that. I'm not sowing all the seeds in one go, just a few at a time. Now I filled this pot up last night and then I brought it indoors and I placed it in my heated propagator. The idea being that the compost then just warms up overnight, gets a bit of heat, so that when we sow the seeds, they don't get shocked. It's not cold for them. I think that's very important when it comes to seed sowing. Just warm them up, prepare yourself the night before. Now, if you don't have a heated propagator, you can place these on a warm windowsill over a radiator or anything like that. I know not everybody has a heated propagator. Highly recommend a heated propagator, I have to say, but not everybody has one. But gives you a radiator is just as good. Now, this morning, I then scattered the seeds over top of this compost and then I just gave it a fine sprinkle of compost. And then I placed that pot back in the heated propagator. As I said, not heated propagator, radiator or something like that, just somewhere warm. Now, what I will have to do, I reckon germination will take a couple of weeks, but we've got to keep a close eye on these seeds just to make sure that once they germinate, they get plenty of light. As you know, my seeds are sown in one area. As soon as they germinate, they get under the grow lights. And then we just leave them there to grow. We just make sure the compost is kept moist at all times. And once the leaves are large enough to handle, we pick and harvest as required. Of course, basil is great in pesto, great on pizzas, wide range of things that we use basil for. And it's one of those herbs that I believe should constantly be growing in an edible garden. So give it a go and let us know how you get on. And as I said, I will repeat this again in a few weeks' time. Something I want to do more and more of with you guys is successional sowing. So we're doing that. I think at some point we're going to have to sow some more salad leaves in the next week, in fact, in order to do successional sowing. And I will mention again when I sow the basil. Right, well, that is the end of tonight's podcast. I'm going to retire now. Time for bed. You take care and I'll speak to you again next time on Thursday. What did I say we're going to be doing on Thursday? Just looking through the list. If I remember correctly, is it, yes, the mustard seeds, a nice healthy seed salad green. So there we go. That's to look forward to on Thursday. Right, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.